Okay, Fevra, I'd like to continue with our discussions here in Yeridaya in the Siman of Kuf Tesvav, which we mentioned is the Siman that deals with Cholav Nachrim, and then we get on to Gevinas Nachrim, to the cheese of non-Jews. And the issue with the cheese of non-Jews, the issue that begins the conversation is a Gemara on Daf, Mishnah and Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara says that Gevinas Nachrim is going to be Usser. And originally, we were not told the reason why it's going to be Usser. And the Gemara tells us that the reason why we're not told the reason why it's going to be usher is because since it's a new gezeira, and we didn't want people to be mefakpek, to have questions on the gezeira, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah actually writes that they didn't want the Noshim and Amei Haaretz, that there are people who will just question all of the halachic reasons. And therefore, for the first year, they don't give the reason. But then later on, they gave the reason. Now, I'm under the impression, again, this is Schwartz speaking, I don't know if anyone else would agree with this, but I'm under the impression that because they didn't give the reason why Gevinas Nachrim is Usser the first year, so everyone knew it's Usser, but they didn't know why it was Usser. So consequently, in the Gemara, we have many reasons why Gevinas Nachrim is going to be Usser. There are many reasons. If you go through the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey, so you have the reason of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Gevinas Nachrim is Usser because of Nikor. He's worried that maybe there's going to be some snake venom injected into the Gevina. That's why it's Usser. Frak the Gemara, if that's the case, old cheese should not be usser because snake venom does not allow the cheese to become old. Dry cheese should be mutter. Apparently, none of these things. It's a davar pashut. The old cheese is not mutter. Dry cheese is not mutter. So the pashtus in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's reason is upgefrekt. His reason upgeschluckt. His reason is totally rejected. Then the Gemara presents a number of other reasons. Maybe the reason is because they are maimed the cheese with the Ur Kevas Nevela. Okay, just a word about how cheese is made. There is an enzyme called rennet. Rennet is found in large quantities in the stomach cavity of animals. You can make cheese from the accumulated milk inside the animal's stomach. That is called being maimed cheese with the keva itself, with the stuff in the stomach. You could also make cheese by taking some of the skin or the basar of the animal, which contains a lot of rennet, and using that to be maimed the cheese. If you're maimed the cheese with the keva itself, so the keva itself is heter gamur. The keva, the Gemara tells me, is pirsha ba'alma. It's garbage. It's junk. And because the keva is garbage, so memela, there can't be an iser that emerges from being maimed with the keva. The only concern is that they are maimed the cheese with the ur keva, with the stomach cavity of the animal with the actual basar. We call it ur, but it's really basar. That's the only concern, that there's a problem. And the Gemara tells me this is a problem because if you use the ur kevas nevela, shchitas akum, by definition, this nevela, like it says in Yerideya Siman Beis. So therefore, the treif animal is making the cheese, and therefore it's going to be a problem. This is the reason that the Rambam quotes, la halacha. The Rambam tells me in Perek Gimel of Ma'acholos Asuros that the reason why the cheese is usser is because they are maimed with the ur kevas nevela. But the Gemara has a number of other reasons. One reason in the Gemara is that machlikin panel b'shuman chazir. The other reason is ma'amidin osa b'chometz. The other reason is ma'amidin osa b'sraf orla. The last two of these reasons are completely upgeschluckt. The last two reasons, the fact that they are ma'amid with sraf orla, or they are ma'amid with chometz, with goyish of vinegar, if that's the case, the Gemara asks, it should even be aser b'hana'a. But we know that gevina is listed in the Mishnah among those things which are aser ba'achila and not aser ba'hana'a. So the pashtus in the Gemara is that there are two reasons that remain. Acharei kichlos hakol, the only potential reasons that remain are the fact that they are maimed the gevina with the or kevas nevela, and also the fact that machlikin panel b'shuman chazir. And these are the two reasons that the Torah quotes. The other reasons, the reason of Yeshua ben Levi, of Nikor, the reason of Sraf Orla, etc., those reasons, the reason of Chometz, those reasons are rejected. Only two reasons remain. The Rambam paskins like the reason of Maimid Ba'ar Kevas Nevela, because apparently that was much more common than Machlikin Osa B'Shumin Chazir. That is the that's the pashtus in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam.
What about tzichtzuchei chalav?
So the tzichtzuchei chalav l'cha'ora is a rejected reason. The tzichtzuchei chalav in the Gemara is found in the context of found as. In the context of the pashtus in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's reason is completely rejected, and the reason of Gemara, it seems like it's not really is trying to defend the reason of Yehoshua ben Levi, but the pashtus. I think that's the simple reading.
I can't hear everything that he's saying, but if you assume
Twitter in the background,
if you assume, like Tosis assumes, that Tzichtzuchei Chalav is the defense of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi.
We're not up to Tosis yet.
Well, if it's not, if it's just a separate reason, I don't understand where we see the Gemara that's rejected.
It's a separate reason. I'm saying that it's an attempt to defend Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, but what the Gemara seems to be saying is that it's really, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is really knocked out of the ballpark. He's wrong. Because if that's the case, Yashan Tishteri, Yavesh Tishteri, the Gemara tries to defend it of Tzichtzuchei Chalav. Apparently, that reason isn't a full-fledged reason. That reason is like an attempted defense. But really, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, according to almost all the Rishonim, is entirely rejected. That, I think, is the pashtus. It's Rabbeinu Tam, according to some versions of the Rabbeinu Tam, who comes and resurrects Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi seems to be entirely... the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara has that line that defends...
But what about Rashi? According to Rashi...
Right now I'm learning the Rambam. Right, I'm learning... the Rambam writes the Tur only quotes the two reasons, Tafin Panel B'Shuman Chazir and Or Kevas Nevela, and the Rambam only quotes the reason of Kevas Nevela. The Pashtus is that the other reasons don't seem to make it.
The Tur also quotes Ma'arvin B'Chalav Tame.
So Ma'arvin B'Chalav Tame. Ma'arvin B'Chalav Tame is... But that's also within the attempted defense of Rabbi Shimon Levi.
Correct? I don't understand. What does that have to do with Rabbi Shimon Levi? He's talking about Mikor.
Rabbi Shimon Levi is worried about Gilui. Rabbi Shimon Levi is worried about Gilui. Where does the Gemara say Arvin Bechol?
That's Rabbi Chanina.
One second. One second. But that Reb Chanina says, "Iyav shabro tzuchei cholov," right? And the tzuchei cholov is potentially cholov tamei. But that's what Reb Chanina is saying. I think Reb Chanina is trying to defend the reason of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Just from the reason of the Gemara, that's the impression that you get. What I know is that the Torah only quotes these, right? The Torah only quotes the two reasons of Arkevas Nevela and Shumin Chazia, right? The Torah writes Ma'arvin ba Cholav Tomei, despite the fact you're correct, despite the fact the Cholav Tomei is not Maimid, maybe there's going to be some tiny drops that remain. Apparently, that concern for the Rambam doesn't. Again, your question is how come the Rambam isn't sensitive to Mamidim Bacholov Tomei, which is Reb Chanina's reason. That's your ha'ara. I don't know. I don't know why the Rambam only says Arkevas Nevela, unless the pshat is that if you look at the cheese and you see that there are no Tzuchei Cholov, so what are you worried about? If it's mamish hari cheese, what's the concern? I think that's the pshat in the Rambam. Let's go slowly. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the reason is Mishum Gilui. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seems to be completely rejected, but the Rabbeinu Tam comes, and the Rabbeinu Tam writes that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the real reason, and when the Gemara basically concludes that there's a little bit of Cholav Tomei, perhaps in the Lachluchis, right? There's a little bit of moisture in the cheese. So that is a way of defending Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. And Lahalacha, there's a Yerushalmi who learns this pshat, says the Rabbeinu Tam. And since this pshat comes from Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is one of the big winners in Judaism, we pass it Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi against Rabbi Yochanan, we pass it Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel. So therefore, la halacha, the real reason is out Gilui. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. And since the real reason is based on Gilui, is based on exposed water, and perhaps there is some snake venom that's injected into the exposed water. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that there were locations, in Narbona, they were matir the cheese of the goyim, because they knew the practice in Narbona was to be maimed ba'asovim, to be maimed with some plant matter. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says, in Narvona, their practice was to be matir, based on the cheshbin, that since we know they're maimed ba'asovim, so there's no concern of gilui. There is a little bit of difficulty, the end of the Rabbeinu Tam, the end of the Taisa says, well, maybe there's some concern because they're moleach, the keva, and then maybe there's going to be an isra of basar b'cholav, and some places they make the cheese with kevas chazir, but you get the impression from the Rabbeinu Tam, the way it's presented in Tosfos, is that Rabbeinu Tam really fundamentally held that the Gevinas Nochrim is Osir because of Gilui, and since we don't have Gilui anymore, so Gevinas Nochrim is fundamentally Mutter, like the opinions in Narvona, like the B'nai Narvona. This minhag of the Rabbeinu Tam does make it to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the proper practice is that even ha'emiduha ba'asovin, it should be usher, like the Rambam writes. Even if they make the cheese from plant matter, it should still be usher. The Rambam holds that the isser is a light plug. The isser applies even if you know they're not maimed b'kevas nevela. The Gross says it's clear that it's a low plug from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Elame'ata yoshen tishteri, if it's old cheese, it should be mutter, right? If it's hard cheese, it should be mutter, etc. If it's dry cheese, it should be mutter. So the pashtus in the Gemara, says the Gra, is that it's a low plug, like the Shita of the Rambam. Nonetheless, the Rabbeinu Tam, the way we have the Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos, says that fundamentally, a few points, fundamentally the Isser is because of Nikor, the Isser is because of the snake venom, and Bizman Hazeh, since the Maimed Ba'asovim, there's no snake venom, so therefore the din is not a low plug. And the Rabbeinu Tam, apparently, according to our Tosfos, is somewhat endorsing the position of the B'nai Narvona. And this Shita makes it to the Shulchan Aruch in that Ein Lifrot Geder Ela B'makom Shenahagu Bo Heter Mikadmonim. That the Rama writes, you should not be makel on the cheese of non-Jews unless you're in a location where they have an old minhag to be makel. Ad kan the Rama. If you look in Rav Shechter's Sefer Mipninei Harav, so Rav Shechter, again, in my version of Mipninei Harav, it's on page 154. There's a newer version of the Mipninei Harav where it's on page 197. But in the Sefer Mipninei Harav, they quote the one Rav Shechter that when the Rav said Shi'urim on these Simanim, the Rav would say that the non-Jewish cheese is mutter, like the practice of the Kadmonim that the Rama refers to, and he himself would eat Kraft cheese, the Rav said. That's what the Rav said. He himself would eat the Gevina of the Goyim. And he'd say this in the Shir. However, when Balabatim would call him on the phone and say, Rabbi Soloveitchik, is Kraft cheese kosher? He'd say, no, it's treif. And one day in the same shir in the morning, he said the Kraft cheese is kosher. Then in the afternoon, he's going to Moriah to say his shir in the Beis Knesset Moriah on the west side, where Rav Yosef Weissachron Lefracha was the Rav at the end. He was the last Rav. So when the Rav was going to say shir, so Balabas asked him, what about Kraft cheese? And the Rav says, no, it's a problem. And the Talmidim are there. They say, hey, Rebbe, this morning you said it's okay. How come it's treif this afternoon? So the Rav says it's fundamentally kosher, but you should not be mefarsim the kula too much. Aye, Rebbe, weren't you just mefarsim the kula this morning? You said in the shir, it's like on Wayu Torah, you said the Kraft cheese is kosher. So the Rav said, you know what? Ein mefarsim hadavar means you can only tell the idea to people who know how to learn. He quoted a Rashi and Tainus on Daf Yud Gimel. Rashi and Tainus on Daf Yud Gimel writes that, again, whoever wrote Rashi and Tainus writes, the reputable Rishon who wrote Rashi and Tainus writes that, you know, there's a minig not to do, me'ikar adin, you're not supposed to do malach on Tisha B'Av until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's totally in the minhag. Rashi and Tainus writes that he thinks Tisha B'Av at night, you're allowed to do malacha, but you shouldn't be mefarsim this. So everyone asks the kash on Rashi. This is what the Rav said. Rashi, if you hold you shouldn't be mefarsim it, So how come you just wrote it in your commentary on Tainus? So the answer that is given is, it's not considered being mefarsim something if you tell it to people who know how to learn Gemara and Rashi. So obviously anyone who's in the Yerideya sharing yeshiva could at least learn Gemara and Rashi. So therefore, and that's what we ask you on to get into smicha. So therefore, the Rav was mako on the craft cheese. The little part of the story that's not told in the Mipnine Harav is that later on, they found out the Kraft cheese is actually machlikin paneh b'shuman chazir. They found out that the Kraft cheese really has treif ingredients in it. So Rav Soloveitchik was mako on this, but the kula is very difficult. Bizman hazeh, there are communities where people are mako on the non-Jewish cheese based on this Rama. There are certain of the, how should we call it, the funky hashgachas, give hashgacha on cheese based on the fact that we know they're not maimed ba'arkevas nevela, they're only maimed ba'asavim, like the Rama says. V'cha'ora, that's very wrong. Even if you hold that it's mutter, that's only mutter makum shenahagobo mikadmonim, it's only if you have like a family mesorah. But to give a hashgacha on the cheese, so it's very common. In Key Food here in the Heights, they sell some cheeses that have like funky hashgachas, and they are actually relying on this shita of the Rabbi Nutam. Okay, they're relying on this shita of the Rabbi Nutam. Now it happens that when I say the shita of the Rabbi Nutam is that it is mutter in the location where you know that they're maimed ba'asavim, this is not at all simple, not at all pasha that the Rabbi Nutam says this. The Rabbi Nutam in different locations says different things. The Rabbi Nutam in the Mordechai sounds like he's only mekal in a situation that you know for sure that the cholov is not going to be cholov nachri. But if the cholov was a cholov nachri, potentially, if there was no Jew who was ro'eh the asiyas, was ro'eh the chaliva, so then the Mordechai sounds like it's going to be a problem. Nosaf al kach, and the biggest proof over here, is found in the smack. Now, when I say the smack, I don't mean the smack himself. I mean the hagos on the smack. The smack is Reb Yitzchak of Corville. In the hagos on the smack, which is written by Rabbeinu Peretz, who's one of the Balei HaTosfos, and some Masechtos, the best issue, the best edition of the Tosfos is Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Of the Kama, for example, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is known as the best edition of the Tosfos. So in the Hagos on the bottom of the smack from the Rabbeinu Peretz, they quote that L'maisa Rabbeinu Yaakov, who is the Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Yaakov Ishtam, Rabbeinu Yaakov said that the Gevina of Nachrim is definitely Usser. And the reason why it's definitely Usser is because there's so many reasons given in the Gemara why it should be Usser. So therefore, we're not exactly sure which reason is the bona fide reason. Therefore, you have to ask for Gevinas Nachrim all the time, since there's so many reasons. It happens that in context, in that simon in the smack, this idea of Gevinas Nachrim comes right after the discussion of the Isser of Kitnius for Ashkenazim, no? The minhag of Ashkenazim, Nati Kitnius, is found in the smack, right there by Gevinas Nachrim. And Kitnius also is one of these dinim that we've had a practice for a very long time, that Kitnius is a problem. And the Kitnius, which is a problem, we don't really know the reason why, but Klai Yisrael has been knowing Isser at the Kitnius, therefore it remains Usser. It's a similar idea to what we said yesterday from the Chassam Sofer in terms of relying on the Yediya or relying on the fact that you know that there is no Behema Tumea. The Chassam Sofer says it's like a low plug. Effectively, there's a minute to say it's Usser, so it's Usser. I think that's really what's going on in this entire Gemara. The Mishnah tells us that they deliberately didn't give us the reason why giving us Nachrim was Usser. Therefore, we work very hard to figure out what the reason is, because we're not exactly sure what the reason is. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam said, L'maisa, you have to ask the Gevinas Nachrim, no matter what. Again, I'm referring to the Rabbeinu Tam in the Hagos on the Smak, who says that the Gevina is Usser no matter what. So the kula that the Ramah has, based on the Rabbeinu Tam, the way it appears in our Tosfos, is very difficult. It's even more difficult because the Rabbeinu Tam is basically taking a stand on reading the Gemara. I think that's what Yoni was referring to earlier, that the Gemara is really saying that the reason, of Gilui remains Lamaskana, even though the Pashtus in the Gemara is that the reason of Gilui is totally rejected. And Rashi, in fact, learns that the Gemara is not really, I think that's what Yoni was saying before, Rashi is learning that the Gemara is not trying to resurrect Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's reasoning at all. What the Gemara is saying is a different part. The Cholav Tomei is Osir. Cholav Tomei cannot possibly become Gevina. But we're still worried of a different Cheshbin. We're worried about the Cheshbin that maybe there's Tzuchtzuche Cholav inside it. In other words, even though Cholav Tomei can't become Gevina, just like the Gemara says on Lamed Hey on the base, we're worried that there's some Cholav Tomei mixed into the cheese. The Gemara is not saying this idea to resurrect the notion of Gilui. That's why Rabbi Nutam learned the Gemara. But according to Rashi, it's a separate reason that Cholav Tomei is potentially mixed in to the Gevina. That is another problem with relying on the Rabbi Nutam. So again, relying on the Rabbi Nutam to give Hashgacha, I think, is exceedingly difficult because the Ramah says that you shouldn't be mefarsim. The issue only if you have a minag mikadmonim, and even Rav Soloveitchik would not want to be mefarsim it. He felt his family tradition was to be mekel. No saf al kach, the Rabbeinu Tam may never have said it. No saf al kach, the Rabbeinu Tam is really a difficult read of the Gemara, and the Pashtus is that the din of Gevinas Nachrim is usur mishum lo plug, just like the Gemara says, elamayati yashin tishteri, etc., and that is inconceivable. So also the din of Gevinas Nachrim applies even where it's hemiduha ba'asavim lemaisa, the iser applies clear across the board. Now in the Rishon, in the Gemara, it's clear that the issue is only, and the Rambam passes this way, because they're maimed ba'ar kevas nevela. They're maimed the cheese with the stomach of a treif animal, because the shritas akum is nevela. The Gemara is worried about that, but the Rishonim are bothered by akasha. How come you're worried about cheese only because of ar kevas nevela? Shouldn't the cheese be asa al tzbasa b'cholof? Because in order to make cheese, you have to put the milk into the stomach cavity of an animal. Ostensibly, you are mixing the meat and milk. So it should be usher based on the din of basar b'cholav. And the Taz over here in Se'if Katin Tes, the Taz quotes this whole literature about the din of Maimid. It's also found, of course, in Yerideya, Simon Pezayin, Se'if Yud Aleph. That's the famous discussion of Maimid. It's more famous over there because to get Smicha, you have to learn Simon Pezayin. You don't really have to learn Simon Kuf Tesvav. We're just doing it L'Ravcha D'Milsa. So the Rishon bothered by this Kasha. How come there is no Isser of Maimid by the Basar B'cholov? It's clear in the Gemara that only if there's nice and tam, only if the meat contributes some flavor to the cheese, is it a problem. But there is no din that automatically, just by the kevas nevela, will automatically be treif, even if it's not nice and tam in the cheese. But with the meat and milk, it's only going to be a problem, the Basar B'cholov, if it's no same tam. What's the difference? So the Taz at first quotes that the difference is that basar b'cholov is only midrabanan, meaning to be also min atayra by basar b'cholov, it has to be derech bishul asar atayra. It has to be that you're really cooking it. And over here, you're not cooking it. So it's only basar b'cholov midrabanan. Since it's basar b'cholov midrabanan, so therefore, it is not going to be a problem. That's what the Taz says. So, correct the Tzvila Tzadik. Tzvila Tzadik, by the way, is Reb Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin. No? Reb Tzadik is known for being a tremendous Bal Machshava, but he also knew how to learn very well. The Tzvila Tzadik and Reb Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin says, so what if it's Derabbanan? So what if it's Derabbanan? Mamaisa Yisrim Derabbanan are also Aser. So he suggests that maybe what the Taz means is that it's a double drabanon. Basar b'cholav without cooking is midrabanon. And the whole din of ma'imid is a din drabanon to begin with. The din that when something transforms something else, that it is not batal, that itself is a din drabanon. It's a double drabanon, that's mutar. Whether ma'imid is a d'oraisa or drabanon is known because in Simen Pei Zayin, Reb Kiva Eger points out that the Tor holds that Maimit of Dindai Raisa. Again, that Torah is a collector's item. The Pashta says that Maimit of Dindai Rabbanon, and that's what the Taz means in his first answer.
Rebbe?
Yes, sir.
I guess I don't really understand the Kasha on the Taz, meaning he's basically more or less konitosis, meaning you're right, Yisrim Darabbanon are still Usser, but if you're trying to find the reason why Kvina Sakam is Usser, perhaps you need a chashash d'oraisa in order to create gzeirah d'rabbanan, not a chashash yisur d'rabbanan.
What, again, but it's not a chashash yisur d'rabbanan in the sense of the normal way of making cheese is with stomach rennet. It's probably much more likely to be usher. Right? It's not chashash in the sense of a chashash rachok, like what you call murias, that maybe they add wine to it, right, etc. This is a much more reasonable chashash. This is the normal way of making cheese, right? Makom shemidu ha ba'aslavim is very rare. In fact, it's so rare that in the Gemara, that was not known at all. It's like a newer hamtsa'a, right? Why did the Gemara not say it's asur based on basar b'chalav? So you could say, it's drabanan. It should still be asur midrabanan. Gufa the isur gvinas lachrim is because of basar b'chalav. Why don't they
wouldn't
say
it,
that?
Then wouldn't
it be Gavinas Yisrael? Is not us, sir. Right? So apparently, I'm not sure why. Why is Gavinas Yisrael not us, if you're worried about the Keva? Maybe that's the Kasha that they're asking. Why do we only have an Isra Gavinas Nachrim? Why don't we have an Isra Gavinas Yisrael? But that's the Kasha. So to that, the Taz answers, it's Asa Midrabanan.
Why wouldn't it be a Gzeira and Gzeira?
Well, in other words, that the case of Gvinas Yisrael, the standard case is that it's made me Arkevas Nevela. So it's not, Gzeira and Gzeira is when it's like a Shash Racho. Here, it's not really a Shash Racho.
If you're saying they Asa Gvinas Akum because of an Isa Dirabanan, why wouldn't that be a Gzeira and Gzeira? If the Isur Drabbanan was, even if it wasn't Kevas Nevela, it was Kevas Shchuta.
No, again, I think the Kasha that they're asking is why did they only ask for Gavinas Nochrim? Why did they not ask for Gavinas Yisrael? All cheese should be treif. So Taz answers, all cheese is not treif because it is an Isur Drabbanan.
Aha.
So what? Okay. Right? Isur Drabbanan, we Orthodox Jews believe that rabbinic prohibitions are also Aser. Right, so how come there's only an Isra Gvinas Nachrim? Why is there no Isra Gvinas Yisrael? Now, there are two other reasons that are given. There is the Rimagash's reason. The Rimagash's reason is quoted in the Taisa Surid over here. It's quoted in the back of the Franco Rambam as well. The Rimagash's reason is that the din of Maimid is only formulated by something which is an Isser Machmas Atzmo. Basar B'cholav is unusual among Yisurim, in that Basar B'cholav, Basar is Kasher, Cholav is Kasher, it's only Aser Ayyadei Ta'arilves. The Isser Maimid doesn't apply, says the Rimagash, by something that is Aser only Ayyadei Ta'arilves. The Rambam tells us in the introduction that he holds to the Rimagash tremendously. He thinks the Rimagash made less than 6 mistakes. That's the Nusach of the Rambam. The Rambam endorses this Rimagash in a number of places, that the reason why there's a din of Maimid is only by something that's Aser Machmas atmo, and that's what makes it to Yeridaya Simen Pezayin Se'if Yud Aleph. The Rimagash has accepted the halacha that if something is an Isim Achmas Atmo, there's a din of Maimed. However, there's another shita that's quoted in Rishonim, and this is quoted in the Rashba and Daf Tzadi in Bayis Shlishi. The Rashba quotes in the Ravid that the reason why there is no din of, the reason why I'm not worried about Basar B'cholav and cheese, but I am worried about Arkevas Nevela in cheese. The Ravid explains that when we come to Isurim, which are here to prevent Ta'aroves Ben Yisrael L'Nachrim, so in that situation, we say that there is no din of Bittul. The concept of Bittul, the Rashba quotes in the Ravid, is only by normal Isurim. Isurim, which are there to prevent interactions between Jews and Goyim, there is no din of Bittul Klav Ikar. So the Ravid denies the concept of Maimed. The Ravid is saying that just because I need something to create something else, like cheese, you need something to create something else, right? It would not be Osir. It's only Osir if it's Gevinas Nochrim, because we want to prevent interactions between Jews and Goyim. That's what the Ravid is suggesting. Now, a few points to make over here. The Ravid, again, denies the din of Maimed. He's saying that it's a special halacha in a Macholei Nachrim. Even within Macholei Nachrim, first of all, the Ravid might not exist. And what I mean is as follows. If you look in the Chidushei HaRavid over here, he doesn't quote it. The footnotes on the bottom of the Chidushei HaRavid, I have my Chidushei HaRavid somewhere else on the table, but on the footnotes of the Chidushei HaRavid, they point out that the Ravid only quotes the Rimagash in this Chidushim. He doesn't quote this Om Shat. This is probably not a Ravid. It's probably who we call Reb Avram of Bezdin, who is the Baal Sefer HaEshkol. It's a different Ravid. The Chidushei HaRamban quotes Ra Av Bezdin, which is the Baal HaEshkol. That the Baal HaEshkol was the father-in-law of our Ravid. Our Ravid is Rabbi Avram ben David of Paskiers. His Shver was the Sefer HaEshkol. He's probably the author of this Shita. It doesn't make it to our Ravid at all. Okay. The larger issue, I think, though, is that the notion that the Ravid develops, that by Ma'acholei Nochrim, the Isurim are not bottle, is against what we saw in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, no? Didn't we see in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel that there are cases where Bishul Akum can be bottle? We followed the rules of Tam Ke'ikar, right? The Cha'ora, if you hold that there's no bittul at all by Ma'acholei Nochrim, because we want to maintain our distance from the Goyim, so all those dinim in Kuf Yud Gimel, I think, should not apply. Right? We saw notions of bittul by Pas Nochrim, the understanding of the Tosis about two people eating together from Kedera Achas, etc., probably does not mean that there's no Tam Ki Iker by Pas Nochrim. It probably means that's going to be bottle. Certainly those who hold that there is no Isser on the Kalim by Bishulei Nochrim are saying that there's a din of Bittul. They're saying that's a din of Bittul, right? Right, we assume that Bishulei Nochrim is Bottle Barayiv, for sure. Some say it's Bottle Bashish, some say it's Bottle Barayiv. Right, it's Machlokas Gura and Shach. But the Ravid's explanation that there is no Musag of Bittul by Ma'acholei Nochrim seems to be not accepted by Halacha, at least with regard to Bishul Akum and Pas Akum, Kemoshe Be'arnu, that it's clear that they are going to be bottled. It's just a Machlokas, are they bottled B'sheish or are they batal b'shishim. So again, we have three reasons why only Goyish cheese is usher, but Jewish cheese is not usher. How come Jewish cheese is not usher based on basar b'cholav? So the Taz and Se'if Katan Taz has three reasons. Reason one, because it's derabanan, which we explained. Reason two, the Rimagash's cheshbin, that maimed is only by an Isser Machmas Atzma, which is what's accepted in Yeridei Siman Pei Zayin. Reason number three is this Ravid Mahalach, that anything which is Asr B'shel Nachr, and there's no Bittul, Kedesh Lo Yifritzu Geder, I don't know. I don't understand how that Ravid coexists with so many of the halachos that we learned already in terms of Bittul by Pas and by Bishul. Now, the Ramah writes that there is a kula on the cheese if the Yisrael sees Asiyas HaGavinos. If the Jew sees them making the cheese, that is going to be mutter. The Shach in Oschaf has a lengthy discussion where the Shach says that Re'iya is not Matir Gavina. In the Mishnah, we say the Cholav Akum, right? Shelo Ra'ahu Yisrael. And the Mishnah Lamed Tes says if the Jew sees it, then Cholav is mutter. But the kula of seeing it only helps by cholav, says the Shach. It does not help by gavina, against the Ramah. Now, the Ramah over here is based on what he writes in the Darkei Moshe. In the Darkei Moshe, he quotes that this Mordechai says that it is a problem if the Jew sees it. But the Sefer HaAguda writes, in the case that the Jew watches the Goy make the cheese on Shabbos the Jew can't make the cheese himself. The Gemara tells us in Daf Tzadihei Masechta Shabbos that making cheese on Shabbos is aser mishum bona. It's the melacha of building, right? You combine disparate things. So the Jew's not making the cheese on Shabbos. The Sefer Aguda writes the Jews watching the cheese being made on Shabbos, and it's going to be permitted. So you see from the Sefer Aguda that Re'iyas Yisrael helps, and that's what the Ramah is quoting. The Shach writes that the Sefer Aguda only has this din in Shabbos. The Sefer Aguda does not have this din where he discusses Gevinas Nachrim, because you can't permit Gevinas Nachrim based on the Re'iyah. Just because you see it, that's not enough of a kula to be makel on Gevinas Nachrim. That is what the Shach assumes. And the Gra, in his presentation of this issue as to whether Re'iya helps, the Gra in Os Yudalid, the Gra agrees with the Shach that Re'iya does not help by Gevinas Nachrim. The Gra says, yeah, the Arishonim, the Maharam Bar Baruch and his Chuvis says that it helps, but that's based on the Tosefta. Our version of the Tosefta doesn't say it. According to the Maharam, Re'iyas Yisrael even helps by Pas Akum, and that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Pas Akum requires Echad migimah malachos, shigiras hatanur, etc., like we learned in Kuf Yud Beis. You can't be make on Pas Akum just because the Jew watched it. So the whole Tosefta that Maharam Bar Baruch is based on is just wrong, and therefore Re'iyas Yisrael does not help by Asiyas HaGavinos. Adkan Divrei Hashach against the Ramah. It happens that in the Perush HaMishnah, the Gilyon Maharsha over here comments that he thinks Re'iyah certainly helps. The Darkei Moshe set it up like it's a machlokas between the Mordechai who says Re'iyah does not help and the Aguda who says Re'iyah does help. But the Gilyan Maharsha Tain is, if you look at the way the Darkei Moshe quotes the Mordechai, the Darkei Moshe is only saying that the minhag is that Re'iyah doesn't help. But me'ikar hadin, Re'iyah would help. And then the Gilyan Maharsha says that if you look in the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah, the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah there in Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Mishnehei, the Rambam writes beferish that Re'iyas Yisrael solves the problem of Re'iyas Yisrael solves the problem of Gevinas Akum. If the Jew sees them making the cheese, that solves the problem of Gevinas Akum. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, what about the Shach's Taina? How come the Mishnah only said Re'iyah with respect to Cholav, and it did not say Re'iyah with respect to Gevina? So many suggest that you don't have to say Re'iyah with respect to Gevina, because by Gevina, it is clear that the Isser is not a low plug. By Gevina, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser of Gevina does not apply if you know that's Ha'em Yiduha Ba'asavim. If you have Yediya that it is not Arkeva, Yediya that there is no Giloy, that there is no Aras Nochash in it, so that would help. So if Yediya will help, so Re'iya also helps. That is what they suggest as a defense for the Rambam. Now, this defense is very difficult because we're talking about the Rambam, right? The Rambam in Perish HaMishnah, the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah holds that Re'iyah helps, yet the Rambam is the one who says that Ha'emiduha Ba'asavim is a problem. So the Rambam apparently can't be saying that the reason why Re'iyah helps is because Yediyah also helps. Ha'emiduha ba'asavim is mutter, since the Rambam tells me that Ha'emiduha ba'asavim is a problem. That's that Rambam that we read in Perek Gimel of Macholos Asuros. That's the famous Rambam. The Ha'emiduha ba'asavim is a problem. So the Chokas Bin Yamin on page 157 and 158, the Chokas Bin Yamin says, this is a very big problem. He quotes that the Chazon Ish is bothered by this kasha. How can Re'iyah help according to the Rambam when the Rambam holds that Hemiduha Ba'asavim doesn't help? So I'm not exactly sure why they are so bothered by this kasha. Because if you read the Perish HaMishnah, now when I talk about the Perish HaMishnah on Avodah Zarah, let's go slowly. There are different versions of the Perish HaMishnah. The Rambam wrote Perish HaMishnah in Arabic. The standard edition, the back of the Gemara, the Perish HaMishnah is translated into Hebrew by one of the Ibn Tibbins. It's a very bad translation. Rav Kafach has a better translation of the Arabic Perish HaMishnah. The problem is that Rav Kafach used the Perish HaMishnah, the manuscript, in Judeo-Arabic that his grandfather had. Rav Kafach was very neman to Mesoras Avos, so he used his grandfather's copy of the Arabic Perish HaMishnah to write his Hebrew translation. His grandfather didn't have the best manuscripts. In the yeshiva Birkat Moshe of Malay Adumim, they put out, a few years ago, I went to Birkat Moshe to try to visit Rav Nochum Rabinowitz, Zechonah Lebracha, and to give a bechina. There was one guy in Birkat Moshe who was applying to IU, but I figured it's an excuse to visit Rav Rabinowitz. Rav Rabinowitz was not well that day, so I couldn't see him. But the head of the yeshiva, Rabbi Groner, took me around, and he gave me a bunch of the svarim that the yeshiva published. So Birkat Moshe published a new edition of the Perish HaMishnah. Dror Fixler came out with it. It's a Hebrew translation of the original Arabic, but uses the best manuscript in the Arabic. So in this edition, the Rambam writes that Re'iyah helps, but Yediyah does not help. Ein mo'el bazeh ha-pirsum, v'lo hachreya ha-da'at, ela ha-re'iyah ba'ayin. Re'iyah is better than Yediyah. That is what the Rambam says. So it could be that the Rambam holds that b'makom that we know shemidua ba'asavim, it's still usher, because that gives me Yediyah. But, right, Yediyah is not sufficient. You need Re'iyah. That's what the Rambam would say. By the way, if this is correct, so that undermines the whole yesod of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's make on the chol of ha-companies, no? What we spoke about yesterday in the Igris Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Zayin, through Mem Tes, Rav Moshe says that, well, the reason why we make on the chol of ha-companies is that even though there's no Jew who sees the milking of the cows, but because there's pikuach ha-memshala, because the government has oversight, so that's Yediyah, and Yediyah is better than Re'iyah. That's what Rav Moshe develops that whole idea in Simen Mem Zayin in particular. Ken Zayin, that this is not correct. Ken Zayin, that by Ma'achalos Asuros, Dafka, we need Re'iyas Yisrael, and Yediyah does not help, because maybe the idea of Ma'achalos Asuros, in the sense of Ma'achalos Nachrim, is you want to separate Yidden from Goyim. And to separate Yidden from Goyim, you need Jewish involvement. How much involvement you need? Well, ko iser kifi mashahu. By pas nachrim, just throwing a stick in helps. By bishul nachrim, maybe according to the Machaber, you need more than throwing in a stick. Right? By shechar nachrim, you have to take it out of the house. By cholav nachrim, you have to see it. But Yediyah doesn't help. It could be, again, this is Judaism according to Schwartz, that line in the Perish HaMishnah is telling me that Re'iyah helps, but Yediyah is not as good as Re'iyah, and that could be the pshat in the Rambam, that Hamiduha Baprachim is not mutter, but Re'iyas Yisrael is okay. The Shach assumes that Re'iyas Yisrael does not help, and the Jew has to be maimed the Gevina itself. The Jew has to throw the rennet into the vat. Right? But the Ramah, who says that Re'iyas Yisrael helps, and that's what the Perish HaMishnah holds, and the Pisvei Tshuva here in Ois Vav, the Pisvei Tshuva quotes that the Nodi B'Yehuda is Mekal, that Re'iyas Yisrael helps against the Shach, right? So that could be based on this whole cheshbin that Re'iyah is better than Yediyah, and the lumdus might be because I need some sort of Yiddish involvement. Having a Yid present is Jewish involvement. Again, each Isser, as we move on, right, Kuf Yud Beis, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Daled, so the Jewish involvement is less and less. But L'chol HaPachos, you need some Yiddish involvement. Ken Zayin, that Yediyah does not count as Jewish involvement. Again, this is Judaism as understood by me. Now, let's just make one more ha'ara before I hear from Yoni. Even according to the Shach, that Re'iyah does not help, Kol Zeh by Gevinas Nachrim, which the Shach defines as being Gevina bebailos hanachri. But if the cheese is owned by a Yisrael, so then Re'iyah will help. That is the end of the Shach Se'if Katin Chaf. Now, again, I don't know what to do with this, but I'm just thinking that maybe the Shach's definition of bailos as being critical might be Lashitasa from the Shach in Kuf Yud Beis Se'if Katin Aleph, where the Shach wants to paskin like the Ran, that bailos is the definition of pas Akum versus pas Yisrael. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't assume that bailos is critical, so it could be, or that bailos is definitional, I should say, So it could be that the shachs yisod of bailos is difficult. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes, the shach is talking about when the Jew owns the cheese, that re'iya helps. The Jew already purchased a certain amount of cheese from the goy. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes that even if the Jew purchased the keva, that also suffices. Rav Schechter told me, when we learned from Rav Schechter, he said that the Chaf Kei relies on this opinion of the Pisrei Tshuva. Rav Schechter himself is not convinced that this is correct. It could be that the Jew has to actually own the cheese. If the Jew owns the keva, maybe that does not suffice. Again, that's what I heard from Rav Schechter in my youth. Halacha l'maisa again, where though the achronim all assume that re'iya helps, how much of re'iya do you need? So the OU developed a system with some cheeses that are made in Ireland that they have certain cameras that are set up and they are looking at the cheese the whole time and the person in Ireland can't possibly turn off the camera, and the OU treats that like Re'iyas Yisrael, which is going to be mutter again according to the Ramah, the Perish HaMishnah, etc., the Neid of Yehuda against the Shach. L'maisa, the Minhag HaOlam is to be makel against the Shach. Yoni, now it's time for your response.
So at least by Chalav, don't we see from whatever it is, like let's say the tour and the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, that even if you don't have Re'iya Mamish, you just, right, if let's say Ein Davar Tamei Be'Edro.
Right. If it's Yesh Davar Tamei Be'Edro, so then it helps if you could stand up and see it. The possibility of Re'iya creates some sort of nirsas, and maybe that's the pshat in when there's Ein Davar Tamei Be'Edro, the Jew has to be outside, etc. Again, why you would need the re'iya over here by Gavina? Apparently we treat Gavina like a more serious issue than we treat Cholav. I think that's clear, even though the Seder Hadram and Shulchan Aruch is a Cholav is before Gavina. By Gavina, the Ramah is matzrich actual re'iya. Would we say that the fact that you could stand up and see it, that that would suffice, according to the Ramah? Would we say that it is sufficient, right, that your yotzei benichnas, according to the Ramah? All of these things, the Chelkas Binyamin, I forget which Sif Katan, but the Chelkas Binyamin contends that he quotes that the Pritoar says that if you're Yoshev Chutzal Makam Asiyas HaGavinos, and if you could stand, that would help. Since it helps by Cholav, it also helps by Gavina. But the Chalkas Bin, this is on page 158, but the Chalkas Bin Yamin is not convinced that this is correct, because he thinks that the Lashon HaPoskim is that you need actual re'iya. Again, that's his discussion. I should note, by the way, that many Poskim quote that the Taz agrees with the Shach. If you read the Taz very carefully and say, if cut in Yud Aleph, the Taz argues on the Ramah. The Ramah says that that re'iya is enough. The Taz says Re'iyah is not enough, but the Taz is saying Re'iyah is not enough in the sense of Gavina. The Taz is saying that Re'iyah is not enough in the sense of to be Matir the Chol of Lamafreya. The Taz is not saying that Re'iyah is not enough on Asiyas HaGavina. If you know that the cheese, if you know that the milk had Re'iyas Yisrael, but the cheese had Re'iyas Akum, it could be that the Taz is masking to the Ramah that Re'iyas Yisrael helps by Gavina. And the only reason why the Taz argues on the Ramah is because the Ramah is saying that Re'iyah on the Gavina helps even Lamafreya to be Matir the Cholav, providing you know that the Goy was milking the cow in order to make cheese. The Taz, I think, in Se'if Katan Yud Aleph, is slightly different than the Shach in Se'if Katan Chaf. Okay. Yeah, I never realized how late it was. So Yoni, we'll give you 1 minute to respond.
No, that's okay.
Okay, Shkoach. Can I have 1 more minute just to talk about cottage cheese? I'm going to go for it. What is considered Gevina? What's cheese? Gevinas Nachrim is Aser. Is cottage cheese, is soft cheese, considered cheese? They make soft cheese with rennet. But the cottage cheese does not require rennet in order to make it. The cottage cheese could be made just by leaving the milk in a certain temperature of heat, and it'll make the milk coagulate over time, and you'd have cottage cheese. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva written to Rav Shimon Schwab in Chelek Bei Simin Nemches, Rav Moshe says that cottage cheese does not have ha'amoda, and cottage cheese is therefore mutter. Cottage cheese is mutter. Now, this is based on the later reasons of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the cheese is usher because they're maimid ba'arkeva, etc., and cottage cheese doesn't have ha'amada. If you hold to the first reason, the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, of the reason of nikor, that maybe there's nekv in a minute, so then potentially that would be a problem. But we say there's no nikor, we're not worried about nikor bisman hazeh. But, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you're machmir on chalav ha-companies, so then the cottage cheese should be a problem. Apparently, in the friendship cottage cheese, there is no Re'iyas Yisrael at all. If there be Re'iyas Yisrael, the Ramah would be maple. Friendship cottage cheese, there's no Re'iyas Yisrael at all. The kula on friendship cottage cheese is based on Rav Moshe's tshuva that soft cheese is not called ha'amada, even though they use some rennet. It's a zevizegorim. The rennet just makes it speed up the process. It doesn't create the ha'amada. In the Chokas Binyamin on page 156, he has his essay about cottage cheese. Yogurt, is yogurt considered Gevina, right? Is ice cream Gevina? So I remember Shmuel Marcus asked his grandfather, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, when I was learning in yeshiva, so Shmuel asked Rav Aaron about whether ice cream is considered Hamadr. Rav Aaron said that no, ice cream is not Hamadr. Yogurt is a discussion in the Stei Chemed, and the Poskim are machmir on the yogurt. So chaora, if yogurt is considered ha'amada, right, that would mean that like sour milk is ha'amada. So that should mean that cottage cheese is also ha'amada. And then we'd have to be machmir on it against the Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva to Rav Shimon Schwab. Again, you could read this whole discussion in the Chalkas Binyamin, pages 155 and 156. Okay, gentlemen.
Cream cheese stand.
Question.
Yeah, so is cream cheese, is there hamada on cream cheese? Does it coagulate at all? I think cream cheese is probably the same as yogurt, no?
I don't know.
Again, do they need any enzyme? How do you make cream cheese? I have no idea. I need a cheese maker. I have no idea how they go about making the cream cheese. My guess is it's the same as yogurt, and therefore there should be a gezeira. If you're worried about Gevinas Nachri, there should be a problem. Again, maybe Re'iyas Yisrael would help according to the Ramah, whether Yediyah helps or not is the whole conversation that we had before.
Question.
It seems that Yediyah is better than Re'iyah, but it's not partial. Yeah.
Question. We had said earlier about the possibility that it's double derabanan because basar b'chala requires bishul, but if you, you put the rennet in or whatever it is, and you leave it there. And my understanding is you leave something for 24 hours; it's the same as bishul.
The kavush is kamavushal. Yeah, the kavush is kamavushal. Does not make basar b'chala. Basar b'chala requires full-fledged bishul, which means bishul al yedei heat. Right, Maliach Kiroseach does not create Basar B'cholav Minatayra. Chavush Kamavushal does not create Basar B'cholav Minatayra. So L'cha'ora, even though there's Chavush, but it still will not create an issue by the Basar B'cholav. I think it still will remain the Drabana. Yeah, that's my understanding.
Thank you.
Okay, Chevra. Thank you for coming to listen. Bli Neder will have Shir tomorrow. If we finish everything tomorrow, I don't know if we'll have Shir on Thursday, but we'll see how far we get. I'm going to finish Kuf Tes Vav. I don't know if I'll get into Kuf Tes Zayin. So tomorrow might be the last Shir. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening.
According to Google, cream cheese is that have renin? It's made from other ingredients, but not, it's milk and cream.
Oh, that's interesting. So there's no hamada at all. There's no renin at all. What about yogurt? Does yogurt have renin?
I don't think so.
Right. So how come the achrayim are machmir in the yogurt? Again, I think Rav Moshe is correct. Right, if you're going to be make on the yogurt, if you're machmir on the yogurt, right, so then
in 5 minutes.
What?
No, nothing.
Good. Your emotion can't be correct if you're machmir. Right, so again, so Rabbeinu Google paskind that cream cheese does not have any ha'amada.
They have collagen and carobin gum.
Right, so collagen is some sort of enzyme that comes from like the bones of animals. It's like the soft part of my nose is soft bone tissue is collagen. So that would mean that there's some sort of hamada, just like gelatin creates some sort of hamada. Yeah. Right. So that might be some sort of hamada by the yogurt. Cream cheese doesn't even have that. So cream cheese should be heter gamor. I think so. Okay. We can't do this like in 30 seconds. This requires much more investigation. But Yashikar, thank you for listening, and Bli Neder will continue tomorrow.